Thank you, Pastor Stewart. What a privilege to be here this evening with you in this missions conference. How many ways can you say thank you? Well, let me just start and see. I want to thank Pastor and his wife for their generous hospitality and kindness to us this week, the church family for the comfortable room we had here, and then the Suitors. They actually sacrificed and moved out of their house, and they're in a travel trailer on their property so we could enjoy their home. And thank you so much. What a blessing it is. And then the meal, the delicious meal we enjoy tonight. Thank you, Mrs. Stewart. Thank you to the church staff for the fellowship that we enjoyed here this evening. And the fruit basket, the delicious basket that was brought out to our place up in, where are we living now? Where are we? Aloha. Nice Indian name. And Mrs. Farley brought that out to us this afternoon. And so we're just so grateful for the many ways this church family has prayed for us and supported us through the many years. We, as the pastor said, were one of your first missionaries here during the first conference that you had in a storefront. You didn't have this beautiful facility then. And our guest speaker at that time was Dr. Don Sisk, our former general director at Baptist International Missions. Glenn and I have been now married for 51 years. We have 4 adult children and 18 grandchildren. And it's like a rabbit farm. They keep multiplying. And we're grateful for them. Appreciate what the Lord's doing through the ministry these many years. For 40 years, we've been missionaries. We started churches in the Philippines and also in Hawaii. I know, I understand what people say about Hawaii, but somebody had to go and do it, and we were glad to be there. But then the Lord directed our steps. We prayed about taking the responsibility of the claim ministry, and that's an auxiliary helps ministry of Baptist International Missions, and it's an acronym which stands for Christian Laymen Assisting International Missionaries. And we have over 800 missionaries in some 100 fields of the world, and whenever they need help with projects, we look for men and women volunteers like yourselves to go and assist us on those mission trips. Last year, we had, to God be the glory, we had 29 mission trips. We had 1,068 professions of faith on those trips, and that included construction projects and medical trips, and to God be the glory, great things He's doing through the claim ministry. And you have invested in the church plant ministry that the Lord allowed us to be involved in, and now the claim ministry. And I was working today trying to get my plane tickets for my next trip in May. Lord willing, I'm headed down to Ushuaia, Argentina, South America, the southernmost city in the world. And one of the young men that was saved in our ministry in the Philippines, Brother Raymond Zacal, is over there. And he was a interesting character. He and his brother were saved in, I guess, when they were about 15 years of age. Their daddy would not allow them to come to our church because they accused me of being a CIA agent. I said, if you mean Christian in action, I want to be. That's not exactly what they meant. They were talking about Central Intelligence Agency of the federal government. And so he finally let them start to come into church, and they came and they got saved. And now his brother Rick Zacal is a pastor in Pampanga there in the Philippines. And Raymond was a pastor down in Negros for about 9 years. And the Lord burdened his heart to go and start a church down in Argentina. And he turned a church over that was running about 250 or 300 folks. He turned it over to another Filipino, and now he's down there in Argentina. He wants me to come down there and organize the church or preach an organizational message. And he's got a 3-year Bible Institute down there as well. And so there you go. There's another extension of what God is doing through Open Door Baptist Church. And you pray that I'll be able to get down there, and it's exciting for me just to see the opportunities that avail themselves to us. And so I just wanted to briefly just summarize in a retro slideshow. Now, slides went out about 30 years ago, but I sent a few photos here to the church about 2 weeks ago, and we're just going to go through this real quickly here. I hope we can. I don't want to bore you and put you to sleep here, but I just want you to see what the Lord's doing. This was a claim project. Let me see which one I can see the most here. Okay, this was at the New Life Signs Deaf Baptist Church up in New Albany, Ohio. And we stripped off that roof. We put about 70 or 80 sheets of OSB on there because it like a roller coaster. It was so rotten. And we replaced it. It's about 6,000 square feet. And that was last year's project. Then this is up in Unalakleet, Alaska, with our missionary, Brother Pat McCoy, who is one of the real McCoys, by the way, from West Virginia. And this is a team that went with us from Ohio and ministered to a couple of preachers there in that group singing. This was over in Papua New Guinea. as the pandemic hit, I was over there with our Bible distributor, Brother Alan Brooks, and we didn't know what was going on with the pandemic. We were out in the bush, and so he got a phone call from Australia, one from his director, and he said, "Don't y'all think you need to come home?" We said, "Why? What's going on?" He said, "Well, there's a worldwide pandemic, and besides that," did the light just go out, or was it just me? Okay, it must be time to quit. But anyhow, they said there's a worldwide pandemic, and besides, the Americans have this love affair with toilet paper, and there's no more on the shelves. And so we decided we better get back home. So Alan Brooks actually bought some toilet paper there in Papua New Guinea and brought it home as a souvenir for his young people, for his children, the adult children. Probably don't have it anymore, but anyhow, this was one of the schools that we were in. We were in about six schools, I guess it was, during that short period of time we were there. We actually had the chance to preach the gospel in these schools and hand out Bibles. They have actually handed out to date over 700,000 Bibles in the public schools in Papua New Guinea. Years ago, when our former Vice President Pence was governor of Indiana, he presented a first edition King James Bible to the Prime Minister of P&G. The Prime Minister encased it in glass, took it back home to P&G, installed it in the Parliament over there, and he said, "This will be the foundation of what we do in our government." When we were over there the other time for that trip, we saw it on the TV. They actually still have that Bible there. Would to God our country would get back to that. And so this is a teaching school where they allowed us to come in and present the gospel. And this is the church ministry that we started, Harvest Baptist Church in San Juan City, Metro Manila. The pastor, let's see, I've got a pointer, might as well use it. That's Brother Pohas right there. This is his youth choir that sings there at the church. And this was a ministry project that we were working on up in Unalakleet, Alaska. And back to the church, and we're jumping around here, San Juan City, Metro Manila. These are the missionaries that the church supports over there. They have, I believe it is, 10 missionaries, nationals, that they support throughout the Philippine Islands and their families there. Then this is the first church that was started from the church we started. This is Harvest Baptist Church of Antipolo. And I wish you'd pray for them. They're looking for a piece of property now. They've been renting a space for good enough for around 70 people, but they have 150, 200 people coming in attendance, and they need a bigger space. So they're looking to buy property. So pray for this church family. We have fun times occasionally. We go and minister to the people, but we work hard, but then we play hard. This is a friend of mine from Destin, Florida, and he caught this king salmon up there, about a 45-pound salmon. I've got to tell you this story concerning people getting saved. Brother Paul Weeks said to the professional hunting and fishing guide up in Vance, up there in Unalakleet, he says, "Who takes you fishing?" He said, "Nobody takes me fishing. I take people fishing. That's what I do. I'm a professional hunting and fishing guide." Paul said, "I'm going to take you fishing. We're going to fish for 2 hours." He said, "I'm praying that God will give you 10 king salmon." The man said, "Nobody has ever caught 10 king salmon in one day, much less 2 hours." Paul's witnessing to the man, telling him about how to get saved and go to heaven. Vance catches his first king. Well, you can't pull him out of the water unless you have a stamp, and you can only get one, maybe two a season. And so he catches it. He releases it in the water. They're floating down the river. He catches his third, his fifth, his seventh. When they get to the ninth king salmon, Paul says to Vance, he says, "I'm going to pray that God will do something so special on the tenth king salmon that you'll know there's a God in heaven that wants to save you if you'll repent of your sins and trust Christ as your Savior." He prayed right there in the boat. They're floating down the river. Paul says, "Over there, that tree limb hanging over the river, throw underneath it." Vance throws his lure underneath the tree limb, and about a foot and a half off the water, 10th king salmon comes up out of the water, hits the lure, takes it down. Vance says to Paul, he said, "Could you tell me again how to get saved?" And right there and then in that boat, Vance trusted Christ as a Savior. That's the goodness of God and the grace of God, and shows you how intensely interested God is in saving souls if they'll come to Him. That's not a photo op. That was actually me working on that roof in New Albany, Georgia, or Ohio. And there's my team from North Carolina that was putting on the new OSB. This was down in Honduras working with our missionary Evan Williams from Ireland. His wife is from Honduras. They've got a tremendous ministry down there. Our son Joey went with me to Honduras, And he's a master plumber, but he's a jack of all trades. He's a good kid, and I love him and appreciate his ministry. This was the youth, the young people in the church at Harvest that we started in the Philippines. This is a Filipino Bible study that we've started at our church, my home church in Fort Walton Beach, Florida, Calvary Baptist Church. We started it last August, and this was a group that we had there. And about 3 weeks ago, two of these Filipinos trusted Christ as their Savior, and they followed Christ in believers' baptism. Is that exciting or what? And you have an investment in all of this. That was a youth camp, Camp Salvation, up in Kilvert, Ohio. We had to put that steep roof on there, that metal roof. This was Harvest Baptist Church in the Philippines there. And there's the couple that got saved in the middle of the picture there. And to God be the glory, great things He's doing around the world. And Open Door Baptist Church has had a part in all of this. And we say thank you. God bless you.